Sportscaster Les Kiter died this week in Hawaii. Kiter was famous for calling any number of heavyweight title fights, but he enjoys a special place in the hearts and memories of New York City baseball fans for being one of the great practitioners of a very special kind of play-by-play.
And the pitch. Swung on. There's a high, towering drive into right field deep.
The New York Giants had abandoned the Polo Grounds in Harlem after the 1957 season, and along with the Brooklyn Dodgers, they set up shop on the West Coast. Mind you, this was eons before Superstations or ESPN or MLB.com, so Giants fans would tune in to hear Kiter in a New York radio station who was reading a pitch-by-pitch account of the game out in San Francisco, and with taped ballpark ambience at different levels of excitement and a box that he hit with a stick for the crack of the bat, Les Kiter recreated games that he couldn't see.
And delivered. Ground ball hit down third. Ashford up with it, the throw to first. It's a high throw. And safe at first base will be Gilbreth.
He couldn't see those games, but we could. Les Kiter died on Tuesday, 2 weeks shy of his 90th birthday.